We should have cool music.
Please let that be.
Yes.
Good afternoon and welcome into the first edition of Fort Sports.
Fort Sports.
Fort Sports.
Fort Sports.
Like sports, but fort.
Like sports, but in a fort. I am your gracious, gentle, and loving host, Philip Bowden. With me today, we've got Sir Jojohn of House Johnson. We've got Rose Murray googling butts over there galore.
Gargling.
Searching anal cavities over here.
Eating butts, eating ass, and taking names.
Looking at dumpy circumferences.
And we got a few other Royal special Mills. Guests in the fort, too.
Yep, joining the expert table today, Royal Mills and Tony Citation. All right, so this is Fort Sports. So what we're doing, we are diving into the world of sports. We're taking the fort, throwing it in the sports. This episode, we're doing, what are we doing? Fantasy football. We're talking about the drafts. We've got a topic near and dear to Rose's heart coming up. Formula One.
Which we already recorded, and I learned a lot.
I learned a lot about the Zooms.
Ooh, I'm excited for that.
Jean Girard.
Yeah, I felt like it just became me interviewing you.
Yeah.
But it was like really cool because I was like, your answers are great. I was like, you. It's almost like you're in the sport and like I'm actually interviewing like a racer.
Yes.
She does. She's got lots of streaks in her underwear. What else are we doing? Jojohn and
Paul.
PRCR.
Paul. Paulie.
Probably do something NBA related coming up.
NBA season preview.
Possibly some MLS stuff.
I would like MLS to learn about MLS.
I thought you said that one of your friends is into soccer. Was it MLS or is it Premier League?
Premier League.
Premier League.
Oh, MLS Premier. Is this league, right? Yeah.
Premier League.
Although soccer. MLS is getting a big bump with Lionel Messi coming to the States.
Yeah, that's. I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
A baseball playoff preview. We're going to do a hockey season preview. So we're getting into the world of sports because a lot of us...
We're trying to take down ESPN.
Yeah, we're sick of ESPN's bullshit.
Just
and
on the decline.
We might get Shannon Sharp.
I particularly like all the men in beautiful suits and that they are standing and I can see their butts from
should we
the
start,
side.
Should we start doing standing suit recording?
Yeah.
They have to be nice suits.
I'll put a little like fake butts.
You gotta do like the cognac leather shoes with matching belt and like the green plaid suits like that one hot ass guy can fucking just any color, any pattern.
Okay.
I don't even know his name. He's got a nice butt.
Good to know. So we will start doing that so that Rose can get off on the
her
butts.
Video.
At work.
Yeah.
Definitely Howie.
Yeah. So that is Ford Sports and segueing us nicely. Today we are tackling, pun intended. Tackling fantasy football drafts. This is coming out probably during draft season for all you fantasy fanatics out there.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, yeah, should be. So putting it out, this is going to be kind of a rundown of the players that we've got our eyes on. So what we're going to be talking about today, we got each of us, and I'm going to be hosting it, Philip Bowden here. Jojohn, Royal, and Tony are going to give us a quarterback, a running back, a wideout, a tight end, and a defense for you to keep your eye on and just kind of get the juices flowing as far as fantasy goes. We are going to talk a little boom, a little bust. We're going to talk about also some rookies maybe that we might like. You know, being that it is their first year, it's kind of tough. But there's some good ones out there. So, with that being said, Jojohn, hit us with the like chat.
Yeah, guys, thanks for listening. We got a couple of our best listeners on the pod, so we're grateful that you guys are here. But, guys, hit all the buttons. Do everything you can because it helps us out a ton. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Share is probably the biggest one for us to help just get us in front of new listeners. But whatever you do or don't do, we appreciate you, and thanks.
We do, and I love that point that the two of our best listeners, they are here today with us. We take care of those who take care of us. You know, you scratch our back, we scratch yours.
Well, I'll scratch something for you.
Funny thing about my back, Tony, is...
it's on my balls.
It's located on my cock.
Funny fact for you, Philip, I already knew that.
Yes, you do. You've been there.
Done that.
You've scratched it.
I have.
So, yeah, so diving into the fantasy football talk today... really excited for it. I know Rose with her butts. Do you got Google all queued up?
Right? I Googled all the positions, and then I'm looking at each person in a sexual list of men, mm-hmm. and then quantifying them by yes. level of attractiveness. And whoever I find to be most attractive for that position, that's who I'll draft.
Of course, yes.
Love it.
Now... I would like if you could apply like a number. Do you want to do like a number grade or like a letter grade for the butts? Like that is an A plus.
Oh, they're not making it to this list unless they're a 10.
That's an S tier butt.
The thing about Rose, dimes only. Only dime butts for her.
I will say that Josh Allen makes an honorable mention because home team, but he has like no butt. He has no butt. But he's an all-American man, and I'll take it if I have to, which I will.
Saquon. He's a child, too, I think.
Yeah, with that little dirt stash.
Yeah, he's a little kid face, and then...
Josh Allen.
Hey, I'll sit on it.
Saquon Barkley, with the biggest legs in the
league. Oh, he's on here.
Yeah, he's got to. He's got to be.
Yeah, he's got to be.
He's a giant.
Derrick Henry. What does Derrick Henry have a dump truck?
Oh, yeah, he does.
But he's such a big upper body, it's hard to tell.
All those running backs, the big running backs.
Jalen Hurts is probably going to be QB.
Jalen helps.
Probably Zeke.
Oh, yeah.
Zeke's just an ass.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Got the guys talking about it.
That was supposed to be Rose's category, but we're all
I was literally thinking about which NFL players had the best butts.
What about the kickers?
Before we get off the butt subject, have you guys seen the video of Larry Fitzgerald when he's doing like a segment on ESPN of his butt? I'll see if I can pull it up with the volume off, but a dump truck, I'll find it.
Well, he's got a bird for some reason.
Like, this is incredible.
Oh, no.
That's an onion.
He's got the apple bottom.
Yeah.
Boots with the fur?
He's got the whole pack.
The whole club was looking at him. Yeah.
When he hit the floor, the next thing I knew, oof. All right, so what we're doing, we're going through those positions. Now, the cool thing about this, we're not going to be saying, like, wide receiver, Justin Jefferson. You got to take Justin Jefferson. Like, no shit. You know, he's going first overall in some leagues that I've noticed. So, obviously, what we're doing here is we're talking about some more reasonable draft picks for you to have your eyes on. So, with that being said, who wants to take the first swing? Right. What?
Go ahead.
You get the butt video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the butt video, but this is just a proof that his ass is bodacious at all times.
He's just clapping cheeks.
Like, he's interviewing for this golf thing. Wait for it's going to show his ass in a second over here. What's it?
Is that his name, Larry Fitzgerald?
Look, dude, he's just dummy thick. Yeah,
I could bounce a fucking quarter off that turd cutter. Yeah.
Looks like two pumpkins.
Like,
who is this person? What team does he play for? And what's his position?
He's retired now.
Oh, damn it.
But yeah, just talking about ass. Shout out Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry, great job.
So I won't start, so you guys can start.
All right, so...
Damn, all these people are fucking wide receivers. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's because they're skinnier, I think. Yeah. Well, I was also going to say, like, do you want to talk about how we're approaching this really quick? Because I'm obviously not approaching it with the level of depth that you were when you were just going through that.
I can talk about that.
I would think... So, it's interesting because... So... Tony and Royal here, you know, we and myself have been doing fantasy for damn near 20 years.
Two decades easily. Two decades easily.
So, and I know Tony's in some pretty in-depth, you know, Dynasty League, Keeper League types. Royal here and I have been sharing a team for a couple years now. So in-depth, and then Jojon is kind of the, you know, while very involved, just a little green.
Well, I do fantasy, and you I've do done it. No, I wouldn't say I've done it for two decades. I think I did like maybe one or two teams in high school, and then kind of got into it more. And I'll do like maybe three, four, five teams a year. I just did my first dynasty draft a couple weeks ago, actually. Nice. So I'm trying to do more, but I'm not. I was just saying I don't like listen to fantasy shows. Like I don't like watch sports with the scope of fantasy. Like I watch sports and then like kind of just go based on the game itself, not like the game of fantasy.
That's fair.
So I guess that for like that's not so much as like that's like a casual I have a casual take when it comes to fantasy but not sports. So I'm just really relying on like what I see, not exactly how to game fantasy, cuz like
you're
there's a lot of stuff
on your sports knowledge to give you fantasy insight versus actually seeking out fantasy insight.
Exactly, cuz when you were talking you're like you, the way you were talking and when you go over it you'll introduce it, but like yours is like I'm listening to a fantasy show like where they're talking about it with the idea being in regards to fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my takes are going to be much more laid back in that sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, so with that being said, we're looking to make your fantasies come true. So, for quarterbacks, the first quarterback, Tony, who do you like this year?
I got a couple guys I'm looking at, and okay. I just want to say that my quarterback that I'm going to talk about is, he's kind of near the top, so a lot of people are going to be like, oh, wow, what great speculation you have. But I feel like where he's going in drafts right now, which is the end of the second round, beginning of the third round, this guy could be the number one quarterback at the end of the season this year. I'm talking about Lamar Jackson. The Ravens finally shelled out the money to this guy. And I think since paying him, they realized if we're going to pay him, we got to put some weapons around him. Odell Beckham Jr., 2 years removed from a Super Bowl win now. Everything out of training camp says he's healthy. Everybody knows how good he can be when he's at 100%. I don't care if it's been 2 years since he's been on a football field. He'll be a factor. Also, talk about Zay Flowers, the rookie. He will be making a solid impact on the field, and he'll be getting Malcolm Brown? Marquise Brown?
For the Cardinals?
Hollywood
Brown?
No, he's at the Cardinals.
I can't remember the third wide receiver that he has.
Rashad Bateman?
Bateman, thank you. Rashad Bateman will be back.
Yeah.
And he will be healthy after he missed a lot of last year. Last year, collectively, all Baltimore wide receivers scored one touchdown over the last 14 weeks of the season. Not to mention, Lamar Jackson got hurt. Mark Andrews was injured for most of last year, playing on basically a bum leg. And the running value that Jackson brings when he's healthy behind an offensive line that loves to run the ball, and now he has the air weapons to complete his offense, this guy could be the best quarterback in the league, potentially MVP candidate by the end of the season. So he's my take on quarterbacks. If I have the opportunity to get Jackson where he's falling, end of the second round, beginning of the third round, if you can somehow get him in the fourth round, dive on him before anybody else gets an opportunity to. He is in the conversation with Hurts, Mahomes, and Allen. So definitely somebody that I'm targeting this year.
Okay. Yeah, I think some good backup information that you had there. My concern with him would be he's Mr. Glass.
Over the past two years, yes.
He gets injured. Mm-hmm. But you know, if the Ravens take care of him, he could take care of the Ravens. Mm-hmm. So I like that call. Royal, what are you thinking as far as the gunslingers go?
So I have a unique one because this will be a fruitful option to use. Mm. As a really late round pick, because most people don't tend to rush to pick this guy up, and usually they grab him off waivers. But I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins. The main reason why is you could probably draft your whole team and then pick him up at the very end. and you can pick up a whole bunch of useful people in the meantime that have value in their spots at that time. He's got the best wide receiver in the league. That's literally most people's number one draft pick in Justin Jefferson. He's got N'Keal Harry, Jalen Reagor, TJ Hockenson, great receiving tight end. Then you got, you know, the up-and-coming K.J. Osborne, who was having a great year last year. So he's got weapons all around him in every position, plus Alexander Mattison, that is, like, first-year starter now that he's going to want to prove himself because now he's the man that Dalvin Cook is gone. It just makes a lot of sense that that would make the way. Plus, they had, like, an 11-1 run last year. I mean, that's a lot of offense. So that's my pick.
Kirk Cousins is swimming in Coles cash.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. He's dripping.
So
his stock's up right now because of that quarterback show on Netflix. I haven't watched it, but I saw a meme where it was like someone like turning off their kids' TV so they don't end up thinking Kirk Cousins is cool from that show.
I love when he was dripped out with all the chains.
That's fantastic. The only knock I ever hear on Kirk Cousins is that he cannot play in primetime, which is like.
For fantasy.
Fine for fantasy if his games are normally at 1 o'clock. It's those stretches where he plays Monday night or Thursday night where I'm like, but to your point, you're not drafting him early on. He's right. Probably your last pick or one of your last picks, which is a great value selection because he can give you top 10 numbers any week because of the team he has around him.
Yep, so. And I think if you realize, you know, that piece there, that he's not necessarily a prime-time quarterback or he doesn't do good with the big-time games, look at the schedule. You'll know, all right, he's got three or whatever, however many prime-time games there are, and then just grab another quarterback, you know, right after. If you're taking him in the 10th round, in the 11th round, you grab another one that is serviceable. You know, for those weeks, you're still doing very well for yourself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like it. Good pick there.
Nice.
Joe John.
Yeah, I'm going to go someone even, like, lower rated. So, like, this is kind of like a sleeper pick. Just,
sure.
So, and I'm going to be honest, I have him in my Dynasty League as a second quarterback. It's a 2QB league. But I think, and I was looking it up to kind of justify it too, I think he's going to have a pretty good second year. So I think like he'll be good value. He's currently ranked 23rd on the list, or 21st on the list that I'm looking at right now. And I think by the end of the season, he could probably be like maybe 13 or 14. Kenny Pickett. Steelers quarterback. You like Deontay Johnson, right? His wide receiver one.
I
like his other, the wide receiver Pickens too.
Yes.
They got Najee Harris in the backfield. The one thing is, I don't know about their line, so I don't know if their line's good or not. I can't speak to that, but it's a really friendly offense league. So I feel like he, from a fantasy perspective, like he's probably put in a decent position to have a better second year than he did first year. And he didn't have a bad first year by any some people's opinions. It was highs and lows, mostly. I would say
rookie quarterback season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, right.
Yeah.
So
Freiermuth is a good receiving tight end with them, and he puts up numbers too.
Yes.
Yep. So I just think that they have a decent amount of weapons. He's good on his feet. So like for fantasy, that's good. I think that like we're gonna see a really, like a lot of offense, especially based on like the success the Eagles had last year with like QB sneaks, like pushing quarterbacks across for touchdowns and things like that.
Yep.
Even if they're not, even if it's not as often as Jalen Hurts, because not everyone's built like him. I just think, like, from a fantasy perspective, he could have a good year.
Yeah.
Anywhere you can get running value out of your quarterback is an upside in fantasy now. It's a major, major factor moving forward. So if you know a guy can run, it's a huge impact.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'll throw in, you know, for quarterback that I had my eye on, Trevor Lawrence and also Derek Carr. As far as Lawrence is probably an earlier round option, Carr probably a later one. I'm just very big on people, the divisions that they play in, and think about who they have to go against guaranteed six times a year. And those defenses that Carr and Lawrence have to face are just doo-doo sauce.
I was going to say, they both have... Well, yeah. Carr has a 5-star strength of schedule. Lawrence has 3.
Yeah.
On Fantasy Pros.
Carr also gets to play in a dome, too.
Yeah. Lawrence has to play against the Colts and twice, both, the Titans twice, yeah, and the Texans twice. Like, do, yeah, any of those teams scare you?
No. I was thinking of picking Carr for mine because he's one on this ranking. He's literally one ahead of Pickett. Yeah. So he's 20, and then Pickett's 21.
No, yeah. I like the Trevor Lawrence selection big time. He made a big leap. And they both got
weapons.
He's he's got weapons.
Ridley there is apparently torching. And
torching and training.
Yeah, game. And Kamara's only out for 3 weeks. Like, yeah, it's pretty solid. So, love it. Love the flexibility, or love the spectrum that we've got there for quarterbacks.
Can I add on to your Trevor Lawrence thing?
Sure.
Real quick. Big improvements from last year. I had him on. Yeah, the flow is incredible.
Put some lipstick on
sunshine.
Him.
Sunshine.
Yeah. He went from his rookie season of 12.7 fantasy points per game to 17.9 fantasy points per game. Good for QB12. He's not afraid to run. He was top 8 rusher from a quarterback position over the last 2 seasons. And now he's actually got a coaching staff that believes in him after the Urban Meyer disaster, his rookie season.
Yeah.
Love Doug EP.
Yeah, he's a great coach. Love Doug knows EP. How to get the most out of his players. And I think Jacksonville could struggle to run the ball this year. Their offensive line's not great. Could be in a lot of shootouts. Lots of fantasy points for Lawrence.
Yeah.
Love it.
Good points. All right. Running backs.
Run it back.
Wait,
running
do running. I not get to go? Oh, yeah.
Whoa. She's doing all this butt looking up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we gotta know about quarterback butts.
Do I only get to pick one?
You can give us your top 2.
Tell me the tastiest.
Yeah. The tastiest and the juiciest.
Yeah.
That Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, that's fair.
Really?
Good looking guy.
The prettiest
the
quarterback.
Butt, too.
The butt?
It's the butt. We're talking about the butts, gents.
We are.
I know, but he's a good looking
guy.
But
he's also pretty. He's a pretty man.
He dated a porn star.
He did.
Who?
Jimmy G.
He did.
One?
Who
I don't
is
know.
The porn star?
Oh.
Yep. I don't know either.
That's why
he's
I
got a pretty
asking.
Butt.
He's got
and
a
he's
furry?
Got a pretty mouth.
Oh, pretty. He's got a furry butt. Okay.
I by the looks of his arm hair, I would assume that he probably has a furry butt as well.
He probably does.
But I believe that he has a pretty butt. I think he's got a pretty mouth, too, and I'd like to do things to it.
Jimmy G. Jimmy is the butt of choice for Rose Murray. Perfect.
All right.
I mean, I do have to mention Josh Allen, but he ain't got the butt.
Yeah.
He's got the weird
Allen.
Corn boy,
yeah.
You
he's
know,
just Josh Allen.
Corn farmer boy look to him, which I'll hit. You know,
did
I'll
you see
it.
That he went to room 40 when he was here?
What the fuck's that?
Room 40?
Yeah. Is it here? What are you talking about?
What is room 40?
Room 40 is nuts in your mouth.
Not
he did that on Pardon My Take, too.
Did he really?
Yeah. He did that to Big Cat and PFT.
Ha! I didn't know that. That's good. That's a good one.
Was that honestly funny?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you.
Mark.
No.
Royal.
Mark.
I love a good these nuts joke.
Okay, what's the next thing that you guys are going to do?
Yeah, running backs.
Okay, I got those.
You got those? So who's your running back? We'll start with you this time. Yeah. Work it backwards.
That one's hard.
Yeah, it is.
I'm stuck between Saquon Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
And Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Ooh,
those are actually really good. Those would be really good picks if you were drafting.
Fantasy relevant.
Yeah.
But it
great.
Also says Christian McCaffrey, it's that he's a specialist as well, so that means he's on special teams doing what?
He's kind of like a Swiss Army knife type. They put him all over the field, but he's predominantly a running back.
Okay. Yeah, some nice butts. Some nice mouths.
Okay. So
that's all I got.
You gotta pick one.
Two RB league.
Well,
I guess.
So if I were actually in a draft, would I be able to like dual wield the McCaffrey guy because he's like a specialist as well? He's on special team.
Depends on the fantasy league. Are we doing
you can't
point
yeah,
PPR?
Yeah,
sure.
Or
we
just
no kick returner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's talking.
Because he's probably gonna catch a lot more passes than Saquon will. So are we doing half point
that.
PPR.
Full PPR. Cool. Assuming
do you guys
PPR.
Know the last time that either of these dudes was injured?
McCaffrey 2
they,
years.
They both also
them,
have an injury history.
Injured, injured a lot.
They're
both
like
of them 2 years ago.
I'm gonna go with Saquon Barkley then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt's excited. He's a Penn State alumni.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. He's in my dynasty league. I drafted him.
Nice.
And then I got very worried when the contract stuff started happening.
And then he signed.
Yes.
So you're good.
Yeah.
All right. So for the Butts team, it's Saquon. Joe John,
yep.
What do you running back wise?
I'm going to take, he's rated, just for context, on Fantasy Pros 17th for running back. I'm going to take Jahmyr Gibbs, the rookie for Detroit. Detroit has a really good line. I think they're just going to have it very... Do they have a good defense? I think they had a pretty bad defense last year, and they added a few guys. Like, they added Gardner Johnson and stuff. And I know, like, Jared Goff was really good towards the end of the year. So I just think that it's going to be a very offensive-friendly place, and he's a rookie running back. I know they got Montgomery, too, but I feel like that he's going to be predominantly the workhorse, and he's based on the ranking 17th, he has a chance to have, like, a top-10 year. As a rookie.
And the fact that they just let their other two
last year
go.
Yep.
Clearly they got something.
Yeah. So I think he's going to have a really good year.
I think he is the better choice between the two running backs.
Him and Bijan?
No, I'm saying him
and Montgomery.
Montgomery, because he's going to have the PPR value. Montgomery might vulture some touchdowns because he's a big boy. And he'll try to pound the rock up the middle. But...
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the way running backs are getting phased out right now, like, I could see, like, Montgomery having a rough start in a new offensive system and then just kind of going with the rookie because play the guy while he's fresh and paid very little.
Very well could.
Royal?
So I'm going to go with a guy that has shown himself in backup situations, and this year he's going to get a starting role. I have zero stake in the Minnesota Vikings by... Just throwing that out there.
I am the only team we talked about.
I am a documented Jets fan, just so it's made known. But I think
Alexander. You're a Vikings fan.
No. Just fantasy wise, yes. Alexander Mattison. He tore it up when he was doing the backup work for Dalvin Cook when he was hurt, which was a lot. Mm. He produced almost every single game he played in, and now he's got the starting role. They're already resting him. They're not putting him in any preseason games. They want to make sure he's good and protected. And now that he's the man there, I think he's going to try to show out and be a little extra more than he already was. So, and he's got a pretty good team that can put up numbers offensively, so they have to run the ball. And he's going to get a lot of feeding time just running clock down.
Okay.
There has to be a reason the Vikings let Dalvin Cook go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be a reason why they saw Dalvin Cook and they saw that contract and they were like, nah, I think we'll be okay with Mattison. And the other nice thing for Mattison this year is he's not the focal point of the offense. Nope. So he doesn't need to assume a Dalvin Cook role, which is why I'm with you on that 100%. Love the pick. He was fantastic. The only way I see that being a bad selection is if at some point the Vikings go out and sign one of those big four veteran backs that are still sitting out in the free agent market. So that's the only way I see him not producing this year. He's got every opportunity. Volume is there. And for a running back, that's a difficult thing to do this year, is have volume.
Yeah, so. And they're actually pretty high on, I think, two of their rookies right now, running backs that are going to be the backup. So I definitely think that could be a possibility of, like, they'll just have them there just in case, but... Their sole focus right now is Mattison, for sure.
Absolutely. Could possibly be a bell cow back there.
For sure. They're not going to split carries with him.
What do you got there, Tony?
All right, well, I'm going to touch on two guys quickly. The first guy I have is James Conner from the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
I know what everybody's going to say about James Conner. Injuries. No Kyler Murray. Bad offense. I say to that, who else is there? There's no other running back in Arizona. Through weeks 14 through 18 last season, he was the running back 5 in PPR. He scored 23.6 points against the Rams, 13.4 against the Niners, 23.4 against the Patriots, 18.1 against Denver, 25 points against Tampa Bay, and 14 even against Atlanta in PPR. All of those games were without Kyler Murray. This guy's going to be leaned on early and often, as I'm pretty sure, as of right now, Colt McCoy is going to be the starting running back, or starting wide receiver, quarterback, sorry, there, instead of Kyler while he's out. So he's currently going in the 7th round. This guy could be a top 15 running back by the end of the season. The second running back that I'm going to talk about is another Penn State alum, Miles Sanders. I think the Eagles purposely underused him at the end of last season so that they didn't have to worry about paying him. This guy was a top 10 running back last season, and they just let him walk. They did not use him in the Super Bowl. They did not use him in the playoffs. And I can't really understand why. He ran for 1,269 yards and 11 touchdowns last season. There's no other running back. Again, same idea as James Conner. This might be a team on the downswing this year. Doesn't mean fantasy value won't be there. And people look at bad teams and say, I'm going to avoid them because they're not going to put up points. Somebody's going to score touchdowns on those teams. Somebody's going to put up yardage on those teams. So I really like Miles Sanders. He is ridiculously going in the fifth round. Huge upside. And he's a potential three-down back. So Sanders and Conner, all in on those two. If you can get them in the fifth and seventh round, and then maybe get a hero running back in the first round of a draft, you will be set at running back. Those three guys, you'd be set for the year. I can almost guarantee it.
Jojon, why didn't they use him?
I don't know. I like Sanders, but I wasn't upset to see him leave. I think that his... Because he had such a bad year the year before. He had zero touchdowns, right?
Agreed.
And last year, like, we had a really good offensive line and mm-hmm. a really good run game. And he had a good year. And I don't hate him by any means. I'm happy for him that he got paid. And I want him to... I hope he does well. But I don't know. I don't know exactly how confident I am in him as a workhorse quarterback behind something that's not as good as what he had last year. I think he'll still be good. I just don't know how good.
Panthers were a top 10 rushing offense last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's... Really, but then they had really bad quarterback play.
They did, but they made Donta Foreman into, for through fantasy standards, a household name by the end of the season last year. So...
You might have said this, but who else is in the running back stable?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. There's nobody else listed that I have on my notes here. That's how much of a bell cow he is ahead of the other guys.
I'm going to have you help me put a trade offer together before we...
For sure. Right. I will definitely help for sure. Well, moving on to wide
receivers. As far as running backs from,
or,
my,
no, I'm sorry.
From my standpoint, you know, I do think it's a dying position. I am a zero running back drafter.
What does that mean, Matt?
You don't take a running back in the first three rounds of your draft. You go the best wide out, tight end, QB available. Or, you know, any sort of combination of that. And then for your fourth and fifth pick, you take running backs. So, yeah, I mean, based on what you just talked about, Miles Sanders, James Conner, Madison, those people are perfect for that type of draft strategy because they would be there. So I like that. Moving into wideouts. Rose.
What the fuck is a wideout?
Wide receiver.
Oh.
Who's got a nice wide receiver butt?
Whoever the fuck Chase Claypool is.
Chase Claypool.
Okay.
Wouldn't be a great... the Patriots now?
No.
That's Juju Smith-Schuster.
He's not on the Bears anymore.
Still with the Bears. Okay.
Juju's on the Patriots?
Juju was on the Patriots.
I also have Odell Beckham Jr., whoever DK Metcalf is.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely okay. DK. She's got not a bad
that's
a fantasy.
Good
that's what I have
there. He's a giant muscle.
I also, I forgot to say this when I was talking about Kenny Pickett, but I'm pretty sure the Steelers added Allen Robinson too.
They did.
Yeah, so that's
they
another did. Wide receiver for them.
Yep. I will talk about
because I saw that and then I forgot to mention it.
No, they did, and he's going to be a talking point later for
more
me.
More Penn Staters.
Yep.
I forgot he went to Penn State.
Yes.
Cool. I like DK Metcalf.
He's a very good wide receiver.
Yeah.
I would yeah, that would be really good.
I would take him any opportunity I got. He's a good wide receiver.
So, all right. Let's start with Tony.
Tony, we're going wide receivers? Okay.
Yeah.
Wide receivers I'm targeting this year. The first guy I'm going to talk about, I feel like we have a team trend going here, but I am going to talk about Diontae Johnson from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Diontae Johnson last season set an NFL record for most targets and receptions without a touchdown. He had 88 receptions and 882 yards on 147 targets. Just to put 147 targets into perspective, he had more than Ja'Marr Chase, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, T. Higgins, and Amari Cooper last
combined.
Season.
Combined.
Not combined. But he did have more targets than all of them. And there's no way he's going to go another season on an offense that is getting better, not scoring any touchdowns.
And also to put that in perspective, 147 targets. That is one more target than 146.
That's correct.
Phil. Have you ever thought that maybe he doesn't get touchdowns because he's cursed?
No, because he had eight that touchdowns. He had eight touchdowns the year before.
Is it because his what? Butt's...
Has he acquired a curse
maybe.
That will affect him in the future that is independent of how well his offense goes?
You could be right.
His butt is not as good as a teammate's butt, and that's why
he's... Do you know his fantasy what team is it? Because I'm shocked.
The
Steelers. Right now, where he's being drafted?
Or have the Steelers
on the list? He's being drafted like 20 to 30.
Oh, TJ Watt is on that list, and he's got a fine butt.
Ooh, yeah. On Fantasy Pros, he's ranked 32nd. That seems so high.
It's low. It's so... You mean, like, he's being dropped, right? Like, he should be getting drafted in a higher position.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, this season coming up, I have him 100% almost. He's going to have over 90 receptions. He will be over 1,000 yards and at least 4 touchdowns. Allen Robinson coming into the mix helps him in the red zone because it pulls defenders away from Johnson. It's also going to help George Pickens, who you talked about a little bit earlier. I think this guy is an under-the-radar guy. He was wide receiver 8 in 2021. Hmm. 1 year removed from that, he had almost the same amount of targets, about 15 less. Worst quarterback play. Pickett's going to get better. I think he's going to be a better wide receiver.
Wait, Chase Claypool's on the Bears now?
Yes.
Damn it. They could have had a Chase Pickens.
Ooh, nice.
Wegman's reference.
Yeah.
Nice. The other guy I want to touch on real quick, I have a third after this. I don't think I'll get to him, though. Brandon Ayuk out of the 49ers. He's ran a route on 95% of their passing plays since week 9 of 2021. Only Deontay Johnson and Justin Jefferson have a higher percentage. Last year was his first year over 1,000 yards. He is pulling targets away from Deebo Samuel, even though Run CMC is there. He was an injury away from being a top 20 wide receiver last year. He averaged 16 to 18 points per game over the last 2 seasons. So I think he's currently being projected to be wide receiver 30. I have him as wide receiver 15 or higher this year if he puts up anywhere near the same numbers he did last year. Mm. Big fan of Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he was showing out at the end of last season,
yep.
too.
What do you got, Royal Mills? Talk to me.
My boy... Garrett Wilson.
Another Viking.
There we go.
We love it.
Fine. Now we have a bias pick.
Yes. I do love this one, though.
But it's not biased in the aspect of it has a lot of merit behind it. So
what is
he
that
was,
merit?
So last year he was probably like a 5th, 6th round. Yeah, probably. No, actually maybe even 6th, 7th round pick for most people because it was his rookie season. They weren't sure what they were getting, but they knew he was good in college and puts up numbers there. So pretty much, I mean... The guy had 4 shit quarterbacks and literally put up over 1,100 yards. He didn't have a lot of touchdowns. He only had 4 touchdowns, but, I mean, he's going to go up with Aaron Rodgers there. I mean, you got 4 guys that were not remotely a full quarterback combined, and now you got one of the most experienced guys you can have behind you.
Didn't Joe Flacco throw the ball to him last season?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But that's old Joe Flacco. Not... prime time
is,
Joe Flacco.
No. Is current Joe Flacco elite?
No.
No. Was Joe Flacco ever elite?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know who this is,
one
but their
stretch.
Name is pretty fucking lame.
That one was, stretch to win a Super Bowl.
And that was Ray Lewis, pretty
yeah.
much.
But anyway.
But yeah, I mean, he's literally got a competent, smart quarterback that can also throw the deep ball. He's going to have a lot of other decent players there to help create some separation, give him some extra catches. I think he's going to probably end up with at least 1,500 yards and 7 minimum touchdowns. I would say that's a pretty fair assessment.
Absolutely.
1,500 yards, you think?
Minimum.
He could be...
Minimum? That seems a little scary.
He could be wide receiver 1 at the end of the year this year. He could be.
He's projected to be in the top 10 for wide receivers this year.
I like him a lot. A lot.
He's showing his 10
right now. I might be QB 1. At the end of this year.
Honestly, I love your guys' passion for this, but you guys sound just as nuts as the girls that are into astrology.
Mm. Oh, for sure. It's just different interests.
But once you find something that catches your
That's
interest,
really
you deep dive into it.
That's
you
know? A great analogy.
But once you find another Taurus, I mean, aren't we literally talking about the same thing?
So, I don't know what that means either.
Another something that's kind of relatable to that is I was getting a taste of the Taylor Swift lore. This weekend, because I was just
lore?
Like,
tattoo?
How much like
fuck you,
like the whole story of her albums and like what's come out and like what it means because there's like this and this, so that means that they're gonna announce this at some
point. You've gone too deep. They're gonna suck you in.
Well, that sounds nice.
Glitter.
You're in too deep. They're gonna suck you in. Okay. But I was like, you know what I said? I was like, this is like Game of Thrones for white bitches. I was like, this is crazy. You
have Game of Thrones was for white bitches.
Not white women. Like women, different demographic.
Okay, anyone can be a bitch, Joe John.
God. White bitches, Game of Thrones.
Y'all my basic bitches.
But the point was like, I was like, holy shit, there's like so much to this. I'm like, this is crazy. Like there's a whole world here. I'm like, it literally is like, if you have to like theorize about like the Game of Thrones universe, like we're doing. I was like, this is absurd. I'm not part of it, but I get it.
These are the same.
I'm concerned for you that you even went that far.
That think Britney Spears is dead. And
why would she be dead?
These are not the same people. These are just Taylor Swift fans.
Oh, like
wait, Jamie what was Fox the conspiracy thing that we read last week?
Britney Spears is dead.
No, it was Britney Spears was Britney used Spears was to offset Bush. Yeah, the Bush administration's yeah fuck ups.
Anytime she did anything crazy.
He'd be like WMDs and she'd be like zzz, buzz his head like no to detract from whatever the fuck is going on.
You guys need to do it's like Disney and about Frozen. That.
We were that's how it we're came trying up. We were talking about conspiracy yeah theories.
Alright. So we're done with the wide receivers.
Nope, I haven't gone.
Oh, JoJo.
Wow. I'm going to go with DJ Moore in Chicago.
DJ Moore.
One, because I don't know if they have any other wide receiver options. Chase I know Claypool. We talked about Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's on the Bears.
Darnell Mooney.
Darnell Mooney, there. But he's
had a bad year last year.
Yeah, so. I don't know. And then DJ Moore just had a 62-yard touchdown today for their first preseason
his first
game.
First play of the game.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, stock's up.
You'll watch that draft number rise right up.
Yeah,
after that
so
play.
I think because of that, his draft stock will rise up. But I think he's going to have a good season his first year in Chicago. Hopefully, Justin Fields can find out how to throw a ball.
So in what order does this happen every year? The combine happens, then preseason football, and then they actually formally draft these dudes?
No. So it's like off-season, combined. That's where they like get their stats going into the draft. Then they draft them. Then summer camps. And then preseason. And then the regular season.
Then what were you just saying? It would move his draft position up.
Or fantasy.
Fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because he had a good day, so people are going to be reaching for him.
Gotcha.
Preseason is not always an indicator of how well players will do in the regular season, but it will impact draft positions in that short-term period.
I would think that they wouldn't even be putting first string in preseason football.
A lot of times they don't.
To save them from injury. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And to Josh Allen's not playing.
Yeah, and to see okay the younger players that they drafted and the undrafted players that they pick up to like, see
what they
have
can do.
Yeah.
Okay,
and if
cool
they do, it's like a quarter.
Yeah, or a drive, like
gotcha
one drive. Yeah, like I'm surprised DJ Moore actually played in that game, but it was probably for that one catch.
That was his one
and
reception.
And then they were like, see ya, you're on the bench the rest of the game.
Look, nice. They're like, hey, but he
we'll
looks healthy.
Yes.
He looks healthy.
Yeah.
We got our sample.
Yeah, exactly. We ran our play. We wanted to see if it would work. It did. Go sit on the bench. Thank you. We'll see you in the regular season.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So that'd be my wide receiver sleeper pick.
I like that.
All right, well, in keeping with the appropriate names, tight end. Who's got the tightest end?
What the fuck does that mean?
Who's got a nice butt?
You don't know what a tight end like.
Tight end
oh
position
wait,
like a tight ass.
Oh no, I was talking about the position. Whoever the fuck, Travis.
Kelsey.
Oh, the
goat.
She just took the best tight end in the league.
Yeah. The
of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's the only tight end I wrote down.
He's fantasy
that makes
god
sense. Everybody loves Travis Kelce.
I feel like it was also like I started
so he
by
should have a good butt too.
He's got a swagger too.
I started by like a list of
and he's got
butts
a podcast.
And then they were all fucking running backs or wide receivers.
Yeah.
So then at a certain point I had to be like hottest tight end. And then I looked through the whole list and he was the only one that was like acceptable.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's fair.
He's got a cult following of women that love him.
Joe John.
I'll womanize him.
Yeah.
Who's the tight end that
so
you got your eye on?
This is where this is my bias pick, and it very much was my bias pick in my draft too.
Yucky.
Dallas Goedert, tight end, Philadelphia
Yucky
Eagles.
Yeah.
I think he has obviously Travis Kelce's in a league of his own for the most part.
Oh yeah, no, there's
I think barring Travis Kelce, I think Dallas Goedert could be the best tight end by the end of the season. I think
a bold prediction.
I've watched him his entire career. I think he is so special. It's just the Eagles have so much talent that like he's not getting the ball a ton. But I think he's gonna have a great year, and he'll be, I think I was looking watching ESPN recently, and they already were talking about him as like a top five tight end. I think he is. I think he can be top three by the end of the season.
I don't know about that one, but
I'm gonna stand
like I
by
said,
it.
I like bold predictions, and that's a bold prediction. If you think he could be top three, you think
they got him seven on this. I'm looking at. Yep. They got him behind Kyle Pitts. I think he can beat out Pitts.
I think.
Pitts they got him behind T.J. Hockenson. I think he could beat out Hockenson.
No.
I think he could.
You are loco, man.
I think Hockenson's top four.
I had Hockenson on my fantasy last year.
Hockenson had the second highest target percentage of tight ends in the NFL last year, behind Kelsey. And that was including his time on
Detroit.
This interaction right now is showing me that I don't know if you guys are saying Hockenson or Hockison because of the Rochester that's happening in the room.
The Rochester what?
Rochester.
Rochester.
Oh, you do? Because I thought I couldn't tell if you were saying...
Hockenson.
It's H-O-C-K-E-N.
No, then you do. Because I thought you guys were saying Hockenson.
No.
Maybe you have it, and we all don't.
I'm aware that I have it, and that's how I can recognize it.
I'm not from here.
Do I agree that Goddard will be a serviceable fantasy tight end? Absolutely.
I think he'll be a great tight end.
Do I think he beats out TJ? No.
I think he'll be a great tight end.
But I like the bold prediction, and I like that you're... covering your home team there. Or your favorite team? Home team? Hockenson. All right, so left off with Dallas Goedert, Royal.
Mills.
Yes. I'm going to do kind of a value pick.
I'm going to go with the Jets. I'm going to go with the Jets tight end.
Nope. I'm going with a value pick that's going to be a very late round pick that can save you getting good picks ahead with Hunter Henry of the Patriots. They got a really pass-heavy scheme going, and he's a really good receiving tight end. The only thing is you're gambling on the injury factor.
Where he used to play?
He was with the Chargers.
Mm.
Yes. And he was very active there, too. And
very sexually active.
Him and Mike Gesicki, because they also have him there, too. That's going to be dangerous, and they really don't have much for wide receiver talent besides Juju there. So, I mean... they're going to all pretty much get their own snaps out of it.
Devontae Parker used to be good.
Yeah, he's like the Derrick Rose of football.
Yeah.
He's made of glass. You blow out a sneeze in his direction and he broke his leg or something.
Those are last two seasons. Yeah. There's a lot of talent on paper in New England, but I feel like they're all one bad step away from getting hurt.
Mac Jones not being any better.
Yeah.
Juju is probably going to be a sleeper wide receiver.
If Mac very Jones well could sucks. Be.
Zappy.
Trace McSorley.
No, they'll go with Zappy. Zappy played games last year. Who is that? I don't even know who that is.
He's the Penn State quarterback that's on New England.
I do have
if he's naming a player just for future reference for sports. If Matt's naming a player you've never heard of, chances are he is from Penn State. That's not to say that there aren't some great players from Penn State. And we've already listed and talked about
here today, I was thinking he was making a nuanced comment about the Zappy Mac the Jones debate from last year.
It's very nuanced. Trace McSorley moving right in there.
So, Royal, did you have any...
I have an honorable mention, though.
Royale McCheese.
Dalton Kincaid.
I
have been
Philly
hearing.
Boys.
Yeah, you've been trying to put me onto him.
Yeah, he's been lighting it up at camp, and I guess Dawson Knox is having a good camp too. Mm-hmm. So they're probably going to eat. I think Gabe Davis is overrated, to be honest with you. Steph Diggs, he's good, but I don't even think he wants to be there anymore, honestly. Mm-hmm. And even if he does play, he's going to have a lot of cover, especially with the Dolphins and the Jets in their division with two good defenses. It's probably going to be a good showing for him. In my opinion, they don't really have anybody else that can meet up to the expectations that he got, and they got him in a good draft pick, too.
I like that. So, I will...
Tony C.
Go ahead and talk to you guys about who I think is going to break out in the tight ends department this year.
Who's breaking it out?
I like Gerald Everett from the Los Angeles Chargers. There is one reason why.
Gerald.
Kellen Moore is the offensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Chargers. He was the offensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys, where he made Dalton Schultz, the tight end of the Cowboys, a super fantasy-relevant tight end over the past three seasons. Dalton Schultz is not the most athletic guy. He is not a great route runner. He is not anything short of like a normal tight end. Gerald Everett is better than him in every metric in sports, as far as you can tell. He's got the height. He's got the speed. He runs routes better.
What about his butt?
He's got the better butt.
I think he's got a better butt. He's a more athletic guy. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams don't stay healthy.
Ever.
And their butts aren't
as Gerald Everett does. He had a career year last year without Kellen Moore as his offensive coordinator. I think he's going to build on that going into this year. He is third in the NFL among tight ends for yards after catch. So he can take a 5-yard reception and turn it into a 15-yard gain. He's one of those guys. He's a red zone threat. Love him a lot. Another name that I'm going after this year that a lot of people are probably not so keen on because he barely played at all last year. He's on a new team. Darren Waller from the New York Giants. Volume. Again, name a tight or a wide receiver on the Giants outside of Sterling Shepard. I really can't. And Danny Dimes is not the worst quarterback in the world. He's a good quarterback. He will find open players. Does that mean defenses are going to key in on Darren Waller? Maybe. But he's a good enough tight end, and he showed that with the Raiders in the early parts of his career, that he can be a threat. And there's nobody else outside of Saquon, who I think may have led the team in targets last year, that's going to dip into his target share. So Waller and Gerald Everett, two guys that are not going early. If you can't get your hands on Travis Kelce or Mark Andrews or Kyle Pitts or any of those top three,
Dallas Goedert, TJ Hockenson.
If you can't get your hands on those guys, these are guys that are falling to like the eighth and ninth round of drafts that can actually probably be top five tight ends. Philip, any ends to add that are tight?
Pat Freiermuth, put him on the board.
What the fuck is that?
That's the last name.
What the fuck? Freiermuth.
That's the Steelers guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Feeling good about my
QB
pick.
Another Steelers name that we have talked about. We've actually talked about, that's now three Steelers that have been mentioned today.
I think it was top six last year, too.
Let me just say something about the Steelers. I don't think their offense is going to be like this amazing, prolific offense. I just think these players are going to give you more value for where they're being drafted. Freiermuth is a great example of that, Matt.
Yeah.
He's going later, but a good tight end.
Yep. So, yeah, moving from that into our last category, which is defenses. I'll start it off here with defenses. So, not going to spend a ton of time on it because it's kind of tough to sit here and, oh, well, there's this person and that person and this person and... I'm just going to say a defense that I would be interested in, the 49ers, just because that division is...
The best defense?
That is one of the best defenses.
It's one of the best ones, but, I mean, you don't draft defenses until late. I'm a big fan of being the first one to take a defense, just to kind of get the ball rolling. Yeah. But I don't think they're the... top one, but I like that the teams they play are poopy offenses. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Nice.
Tony, what do you got?
I will go with my favorite team on this one, although...
Your homer pick.
My little homer pick. Although they are dealing with a significant injury to what many people believe is the best player at that position, Jalen Ramsey being out until December... is definitely going to hurt the Miami Dolphins defense and may knock them down a couple spots from where they were being drafted. But this team had a middle-of-the-road defense last year. There are some serious players on this team that can do some serious damage in fantasy when healthy. The main factor here for the Dolphins is Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator coming over from the Eagles, where he was a defensive assistant or administrator. He wasn't an actual coach.
Yeah.
He was like a helper on the sideline to try to get their defense better last year and realized that he wanted to be a defensive coordinator again. He gets rematched up with one of his old players from the Broncos, Bradley Chubb, who Miami gave up a first-round pick for last year. So I would like to see a little bit more production out of Chubb this year.
Me too. Me too.
Out of the Chubbs in general. But I think they have the potential to be a top 10 fantasy unit, all Chubbs included. And
all about units, unit growth.
And that's my quick take on the defense this year. If I had to go for somebody, they're probably not a top 10 defense being drafted.
I see them at 13.
Yeah, I was going to say 12, 13. Perfect. Perfect. Cool team beans. You can pick with the last pick in the draft and potentially be a top 10 defense.
Yeah, nice.
Royal defense, go.
I'm staying with the hometown.
I was going to steal them from you.
No, nope. The New York Jets.
They're good D.
I was going to take
them. The hometown of who, New Jersey?
His favorite team.
That's right.
My favorite team.
That was good. That's why my favorite. That was good, though. That was good. I like that.
JoJo, defense.
All right, so he took my pick. So it's a hate pick, but the Cowboys are going to have a really good defense this year. Mm. I hate them. I hate them a lot, but that's a stacked defense.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that division, Giants, no wideouts on the
team. I mean, two of the teams are going to have really. I mean, I don't have faith in Daniel Jones, especially without like any wide receivers as a passing quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think like that, and then Sam Howell. Like I know they have some weapons, but yeah.
No,
Rose. What defense has the best butt? The entire defense.
I've got Nick Bosa.
Yeah,
that's a good butt.
This new kid, Aiden Hutchinson, but he's going to the Lions, so they're not going to do shit.
Did he just get drafted?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming this is pronounced Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
In Green Bay, and I feel like I had one more.
These are good picks.
Yeah.
He's a great pick.
He's really good.
Star player.
And TJ Watt.
TJ Watt.
There are, isn't there individual fantasy drafts?
There can be. I played in a league like that once. It's extremely difficult.
Yeah,
now you're looking at sacks and interceptions and fumble recoveries and sacks.
So
there's lots of sacks on here. I see them. Yeah. I can tell under the cup.
A lot of beanbags. So, I think we covered, booms and busts, unless you got one just ginormous one. Anybody have one?
I got one. Yeah. That's going
to
probably
just straight ignore.
I got one that's a bust that a lot of people are going to be like, what are you talking about? I love this guy. I've loved him for a while. He's a great running back. He is the definition of a true running back. But he's in his eighth season. He's on a team that's moving towards passing, and he does not catch passes. Talking about King Henry. Derrick Henry. Because of where he's being drafted. Let me be clear. It's because of where he's being drafted. He's being drafted in the first round, and the age cliff is right there. He's 29 years old. Eighth season, and usually players see a big drop-off after their seventh season. Their offensive line is ranked 32nd in the NFL.
Is it the Lions?
No, it's the Titans.
Oh.
Not very tight.
And that's from Pro Football Focus. And the Score also ranked them 32nd. ESPN also has them ranked 32nd. He only had, over the last two seasons, he's only gained 114 yards over his expected total. And the two seasons prior to that, he gained 738 yards over his expected total. So you've already seen the drop-off coming. Even with everything happening last season, he had a career-high 33 receptions. He will not come anywhere near that number this year because the Titans went out and drafted Tajay Spears in the third round. And he is a pass-catching running back. His yards per carry in 2024 went down a full... Or I'm sorry, in 2022 went down a full yard. He was 5.4 yards per carry in 2021. He is 4.4 yards per carry in 2022. Another indicator that he's on the decline. He's just not worth where he's being picked. If you can get him in the second or third round as your second running back, or that running back, that strategy that Matt likes, zero style, take one in the third. Philip.
Zero running backs.
In the first three. If you can get him in the third round, I would take him there, but definitely not worth a first round pick.
Zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Can I list my fantasy team of butts?
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, TJ Watt, Harrison Butker, Chase Claypool, Odell Beckham Jr., Justin Pugh, Jimmy Garoppolo, DK Metcalf, some guy named, and I'm probably going to butcher this, Ekim Ekwunu, plays for the Panthers. Travis Kelce, Nick Bosa, Aiden Hutchinson, Jair Alexander, Rick Lovato of the Eagles, Justin Tucker, Nyheim Hines, and honorable mentions because they have no butts, but they've got swagger, Josh Allen and Dawson Knox.
It's a great list.
Okay.
Butts.
A lot of good.
It's a great I don't know what list. They'll accomplish because I feel like that is collectively three-thirds of one-third of a football team.
I like how you had two kickers, and there were goat kickers,
too. One of them was Butker.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Number so, one. Collectively, I think that is one-third of a football team, but there are three of each of the one-third.
Yeah. Love it.
That was awesome.
So, they'll do something. I don't know what they'll do.
Number one in points per butts.
Yes.
My bust, anybody on the Jets. they are just the most snake-bitten organization. And
their name lies. There's a fucking New Jersey Jets.
New Jersey Jets. Go ahead, Royal.
What was this?
The Vikings fan.
Bust. Oh, bust? I think Bijan Robinson's going to be a bust.
Dijon Mustardson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dijon Mustardson.
I think he's going to be like Kyle Pitts and overhyped. They're going to feed him too much. He's probably going to get hurt.
Dijon?
And they're going to have him out for the rest of the season. That's what I think is going to happen.
I like Dijon.
Never like taking running backs. Rookie running backs in the first round of fantasy drafts. I'm just against it.
Yeah.
It's difficult to predict what a rookie's going to do.
Joji? Yep.
I didn't really prepare for a bust if I'm thinking right now.
You're gonna bust?
At this, the.
that's all it takes, man.
You're gonna.
If I had to predict somebody that's probably going to have a really bad year, I would go with the. Is it Bryce Young, the Panthers QB they just drafted? I think he has a rough. I think he'll be good long term. I think he has a really rough first year.
Can I say something highly?
Yes.
just highly.
Just
highly.
Just
highly. Higher.
controversial,
and it's just going to piss everyone off, but it's absolutely true, and it's been proven to be true, like, I don't know, 4 times in a row. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to be a bust because they'll get there, and then they won't. And then that's what they do.
I should have said that.
They actually predicted them to be on the decline this year.
Yeah.
Well, then they'll just be a bust.
It just feels like they've capped out, like, that roster.
It should have already happened if it was going to happen.
Like, if Steph really wants out, or Diggs really wants out.
If he leaves, they're toast.
I don't know about that.
I think so.
But I do think that there's a fucking curse.
I just don't think.
Like, you think that all these great stats are going to lead you to some place, and just, they don't. And I think that that's what they are as a fucking team.
I think the Bills tried to shoot their shot, and
they got injured.
And they might have missed.
I think the Bills shot their shot, and now O.J. Simpson is Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy. Mm. And, the world is a worse place because of it.
Yeah, not her baby daddy.
Yes, I mean her.
Her
daddy has a baby.
What a plot twist.
Hey guys, O.J. Simpson.
I don't see him beating the Bengals, I'll tell you that.
No.
With a healthy Joe Burrow.
If they keep running into the Bengals in the playoffs, yeah, no.
Or you're going to have to run into one of them.
Something that I found to be really offensive is that when I was looking on, like, the hottest NFL players, Joe Burrow was on there, and it's like, he literally looks like Igor from Frankenstein. Why is he on any of these lists?
Ooh, no. That's a hot take.
Dear God.
A lot of people love him because of his swagger.
Yeah, he's got...
His eyes are so far in his head, and they're, like, way too close together and far apart at the same time. It's like, just stop it.
You're in the eye distance.
It's important.
You hate Anya Taylor-Joy because of her eyes.
It is literally something that determines how well your progeny are.
What does that mean?
Delicious. So, have you ever heard of, like, the mathematical golden ratio?
No.
So it's like there is a mathematical way to determine someone's attractiveness, actual attractiveness
based on
to another person.
The symmetry of their face.
Yes. Right? And so part of that is, like, the width of, like, your nose, like, the distance between your nostrils, or, like, the outsides of your nostrils, and that going to be the inside corners of your eyes, and also the lengths of your eyes. And, like, you can tell when you think that someone's eyes are too close together or too far apart.
Mm.
Because your body is like, yo, I shouldn't mate with that thing over there. Anya Taylor-Joy. Joe Burrow. Igor from Frankenstein.
I just want you to know, after that description, I just looked at every one of you guys in the face to see whose eyes were too close to their nose.
Mark said, who's the least fuckable here? Or Royal said, who's the least fuckable here?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Philip is the most fuckable. And with that being said, we're going to hang up. I want to thank everybody for hopping on the podcast today. Tony.
You wrap up.
Roy, wrap it. Yeah, make sure that you wrap it. Or don't. Up to you.
Pull it.
Bop it. Twist it.
Bop it.
Twist don't it. Twist
there
it.
Was there was a flick it. There was a flick it on there. There was a flick
it. What was that toy teaching us?
great.
Any hoozle. Yep, with all that being said, thank you for stopping by to our guest host today. To those that are listening, like it, share it, spread the word, spread the verb.
Spread the cheeks.
Spread the herb.
Spread the cheeks.
Spread the herp.
Do we not herb? Spread the herb? Spread wrap it. On. We just said wrap that.
It. Spray it down. Do what you got to do. I don't know. Spray it with something. I don't know.
Put your thing down. Flip it and reverse it.
Put my game down. Flip it. Reverse it. Itch your from a dipper. All right. Well, everybody, have a great night. We love you. Take care.